Ladies and gentlemen, here to introduce Mayor Mary Sue Maurer, Senator Fran Patton.
Good evening, everyone. It's a pleasure for me to be here, and thank you very much for including me in this special evening. And may I add, it's an honor for me to represent the city of Calabasas up in the legislature. I was first elected back in the year 2000, and I've been representing you all those years, and I consider it an honor and a privilege. And just for you to know, my district office has expanded, but it's in Calabasas, very close by. And so if any time you need to contact our office, please don't hesitate to do so. I also wanted to take this time to congratulate the city of Calabasas on their 22nd anniversary. How many of you were here 20-something years ago? 22 years ago, yes. Quite a few. And I remember attending that first meeting. I think it was at Calabasas High School, and Dennis Washburn was your first mayor. I see him here. Leslie Levine was on the council. Bob Hill, Marvin LaPata, and Karen Foley. And I remember vividly them taking that oath of office. I served as the first mayor in nearby Agora Hills, so I've had a long and wonderful relationship with the city of Calabasas. From banning plastic bags and styrofoam packaging, restoring creeks to a more natural state, building a community center with Agora Hills, construction of your civic center, your city hall, and your beautiful, independent, your own library, reducing exposure to secondhand smoke, creating parks like Gates Canyon and Juan de Anza Park, and protecting and promoting youth and senior and family programs and opportunities and celebrations. Your collective council, I wanted to salute all the city council members for over the many years here, made a tremendous job, along with your many commissions. I think your city has more citizens' commissions than any city I know, in making Calabasas such a special place to live and work. So congratulations to all of you who have made the city such a success. But I'm here tonight to introduce Mary Sue Maurer, who will be giving you an update of what's been going on this past year in the city of Calabasas. A mom, a teacher, and a mayor. Well, I can relate and understand some of those roles and remembering juggling those same responsibility. Now, I've known Mary Sue Maurer for about 12 years. In fact, for those of you who didn't know, she was hired as one of my legislative aides when I was first elected to the Assembly back in 2000. Mary Sue was assigned to represent me at numerous community events and meetings. She represented me as my representative in meetings with organizations such as the Malibu Creek Watershed Committee, the Santa Monica Bay Restoration Committee, and the Santa Monica Mountains Conservancy. And that's a role that she fills today on the Conservancy Advisory Committee for the city of Calabasas. Mary Sue is also a mother of three boys and a teacher of high school government and economics. In 2011, she was recognized as a teacher of the year at Westmark School in Encino. Her involvement continues in supporting local schools and youth organizations right here in Calabasas. And I remember several years ago participating in planting trees, I think it was at Bay Laurel, at a local school with Mary Sue Maurer for an Arbor Day event. It is my pleasure to introduce Mary Sue Maurer. She was first elected to the City Council back in 2005 and re-elected to another term in 2009. Please join me in recognizing a mom, a teacher, and your mayor, Mary Sue Maurer.
That was a very nice introduction. For those of you who don't know, she also was a teacher and a mother and a mayor before she moved up to Sacramento to represent us both in the Assembly and on the Senate side, and you've done an excellent job. In fact, we wouldn't be here in this building if it wasn't for Senator Pavley's work, who helped us obtain a $6 million grant to build this library. So thank you. I've enjoyed working with you. I enjoy following you, and you are a great inspiration, so thank you. Before I begin, I'd like to thank the Calabasas Chamber of Commerce for co-hosting this event. I'm so proud of our partnership that the city has with its business community. And now I'd like to introduce and welcome my fellow council members. We have Mayor Pro Tem Fred Gaines. Councilmember Lucy Martin. Councilmember James Bazagian. Councilmember David Shapiro. And our city manager, Tony Corrales. There are also several other special guests in attendance tonight, and I'd like very much to say hello and recognize them and thank them on behalf of our community. Please hold your applause until I've gone through the whole list. I'm going to ask each one to stand up just for a minute and acknowledge themselves. We have one of our former city founders and council members, Dennis Washburn. We have the mayor of Westlake Village, Philippa Klesig. We have the mayor pro tem from the city of Agoura Hills, Bill Kohler. We have Lieutenant Matthew Squire, also acting as our captain at the Malibu Lost Hill Sheriff Station in the back there. We have Assistant Chief Anthony Whittle from the Los Angeles County Fire Department. We have Dr. Dan Stepanowski, our superintendent from the Las Virgenes Municipal Unified School District. Gordon Whitehead from the school board. Jill Gaines from the school board. We have Timothy Pershing from the office of Zev Yaroslavsky in the back there. Charles Caspery from the Water District. Barry Steinhardt from the Water District. And the new general manager from our Water District, David Pedersen. And it's a pleasure to welcome the Cordasco family. We have Kevin and his brother Cade and his mother Melody. And where's Kevin Sr.? There he is. All right, let's say hello and welcome to all of our guests. I'd also like to take a minute to introduce the members of my family who have provided me with a lot of tender, loving care these past couple months, and I wouldn't be standing here without them. I have my children at the end, Neil Villadolid and Derek, stand up. I told them they were going to have to stand up, their father, Paul. And stand up. I have my mother, Norma, and I have two sisters here, Ellen and Kathy. Thanks, gang, for coming. And now welcome to the 15th annual Calabasas State of the City Address. Calabasas is a remarkable city. This is our home, and recently something wonderful has been taking place here. We've evolved into a multi-generational community. Our children who grew up here are moving back to Calabasas as adults to raise their families. We see grandparents picking up their grandchildren at school and scurrying them off to swim class at the Tennyson Swim Center. More and more people choose to live, raise their families, and also enjoy their retirement here in Calabasas. And I think that says a lot about how special our community is. We offer not just a little for everyone, but a lot of attractive benefits for all of our residents. One of the great perks about giving this address is finding a way to share the excitement we all feel about our community. I happen to be a fan of David Letterman, and that's when it hit me. So now it's my pleasure to introduce the top 10 reasons Calabasas is a great place to live and work. Now, all of these reasons are equally important. But let's start with one of the best, number 10. We're proud of our volunteers. The spirit of volunteerism and public service can begin at any age, and I am proud to introduce a group of young people who have already begun down the path. Please join me in welcoming members of Calabasas Cub Scout Pack 333 who will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. All those in civilian clothes, please put your right hand over your heart. All those in scout uniform, please salute the flag. Ready, begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please be seated.
Now, I just want to say, I was recently recognized by this young group of people and their Cub Master, Jeff Rudner. Jeff, can you just give a quick wave? As an honorary Cub Scout Master of Calabasas Cub Scout Pack 333. And I have to tell you, in my 8 years of office, this has to have been one of the most exciting and touching moments for me. I was really excited. So thank you, gentlemen. You did a wonderful job. We'll see you at the next council meeting. Very nice. They come to our second council meeting every month and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, and it really sets a nice tone. Continuing with volunteerism, our city government is a great example of people from all parts of the community coming together to achieve great things. Our 8 standing city commissions play a vital role in our local government. These commissions, who advise the council on a wide variety of matters, are made up of resident volunteers appointed by council members. These commissions are Communications and Technology, Environmental, Historic Preservation, Library, Parks, Recreation and Education, Planning, Public Safety, and the Traffic and Transportation Commission. I'd also like to acknowledge the volunteers who make up our newest advisory group, the City's Senior Task Force. And at this time, I'd like you all, commissioners, please stand up and be recognized. Let's have the senior task force stand up by themselves for a second. They're the newest. They didn't know what to do. They didn't stand up. There they are. Let's hear it for them. All right. Our city boasts many others serving as coaches for our youth leagues or volunteering at our schools or for their HOAs and contributing in many other capacities. And thank you to all of you for what you do. And now reason number 9, that Calabasas is a great place to live and work. We're fiscally responsible. Calabasas wouldn't be the city it is without financial resources. While many cities have been forced to reduce or eliminate services, Calabasas has weathered the economic downturn due to the city's transparency, wisdom, and forward-thinking leadership. Because we set aside funds during the boom years, we did not have to endure mass layoffs or cut valuable services or programs. I'm proud to share that the city has maintained the highest credit rating for a city our size with both Moody's and Standard & Poor's. The city also has a healthy reserve, portions of which we invested, earning $371,000 last fiscal year despite low interest rates. We also received the prestigious Award of Financial Reporting Achievement from the Government Finance Officers Association. This is the highest recognition of financial reporting for a municipality, and we've received it for the 7th year in a row. The city is also experiencing a retail renaissance. A number of new restaurants and retailers open throughout Calabasas, and you're also going to see exciting new changes in several of the car dealerships that call our city home. Much of this activity is thanks to the hard work of the Calabasas Chamber of Commerce. Now let's look at number 8. Number 8, Calabasas actively promotes public safety and emergency preparedness. First and foremost, we owe a great deal of thanks to the hardworking men and women of the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department and the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Thank you both for all your work there, citizens. Working hard for the safety of our residents and preparing for emergencies continues to be central to our efforts, including our annual walk-in flu clinics, the Great Shakeout, earthquake drill, 3 emergency preparedness nights at Calabasas Public Schools, and our registration of mobility-impaired residents so they can be quickly evacuated in case of an emergency. I was proud to spearhead the effort of a comfort room at the Malibu Lost Hill Sheriff's Station, which converted a former interview area into a hospitable room for victims of crime and for children in protective custody. We're proud to have completed work on our Safe Routes to School project installing improvements to help ensure student safety while walking or biking to and from school. Our efforts to repair our sidewalks have resulted in the removal of 792 hazards from our neighborhoods. Nobody fills potholes or fixes sidewalks like we do. CTV, along with our city website, our report a problem form, Connect with Calabasas, the Public Works online citizen request, and monthly e-news, and our quarterly recreation brochure and newsletter continue to be important links for public information and emergency preparedness. Reason number 7 that Calabasas is a great place to live and work, we have outstanding youth, adult, and family programs. One of the many reasons that people live in Calabasas is because of all the fun activities we have throughout the year and in every part of our city. This year's Calabasas Pumpkin Festival had over 12,000 attendees. We also held our annual Extravaganza Free Egg Hunt, Movies Under the Stars at De Anza Park, Dive-In Movies at the Tennis and Swim Center, the 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular, the annual Relay for Life, our first annual family campout at De Anza Park, and the 9th annual Calabasas Classic 5 and 10K run. Our 9 city parks offered a number of classes and programs, and the Tennis and Swim Center has continued to expand, offering over 75 different classes every week. De Anza Park's T-ball, coach pitch, youth basketball, roller hockey, and adult basketball leagues all thrived. In addition, we offered a wide variety of day camps and tennis leagues and clinics, the summer beach bus, Camp Calabasas, and numerous after-school enrichment programs. We help keep our teens very active and involved through Volunteens, the Teen Activities Council, the Teen Library Council, and the Calabasas Teen Court. This brings me to reason number 6 that Calabasas is a great place to live and work. We offer residents a wide array of cultural and educational enrichment opportunities. The Calabasas Fine Arts Festival, which was organized with the Arts Council, hosted 5,000 attendees. The California International Theater Festival offered an exciting program of theatrical productions from around the world right in our own backyard. Our 4 sunset summer concerts for the public held at Calabasas Lake and sponsored by the Calabasas Park Homeowners Association were fun and hugely successful. Calabasas High School's new performing arts educational complex features a 650-seat main theater that is not only an incredible performing space for school productions, but will be a major draw for professional theater groups, particularly during the times when school is out of session. The Calabasas Library's unique programming, from ongoing art exhibits to bingo to yoga, attracts residents of all ages. This year, the library also added a self-checkout machine, making access to library resources even more convenient. The Calabasas Historical Society collection is now accessible to the public in the library and includes fascinating artifacts and photos from our past. In addition, our Art in Public Places Committee fosters the creation and placement of enduring original artworks throughout the city. Reason number 5, Calabasas is a great place to live and work. We are a model of municipal leadership. Our city prides itself on being innovative and problem-solving. I'd like to take this moment to acknowledge our city staff present here tonight who work so hard on the entire community's behalf. Thank you very, very much. We're proud to lead the way in local government. Our secondhand smoke ordinance, plastic bag carryout ordinance, the polystyrene ban, and the coyote management plan have not only been successful in our community, but have been used as models by other municipalities across the country. Our historic preservation ordinance seeks to preserve and protect the city's numerous historic resources. Responding to community concerns last year, Calabasas adopted the Wireless Telecommunications Ordinance. Thoroughly vetted through over 35 public hearings, this cutting-edge ordinance protects the city's vistas and open spaces from unnecessary intrusion by unsightly antennas. We're now working to fill the gaps in cell service in an aesthetically pleasing and non-intrusive way. In 2012, Calabasas was awarded the HEAL Cities Campaign Certificate, acknowledging us as a city that encourages nutrition and physical activity to make our community a healthier place to live and work. HEAL also has data showing that our childhood obesity rate is very, very low, which is also great news for our community. Sadly, there were tragic reminders of the violence that can be perpetrated with military-style guns. To that end, Mayor Pro Tem Fred Gaines and I introduced two resolutions to the City Council in support of common sense federal gun control laws, including strengthening background checks for purchasing guns and reinstating the assault weapons ban. The number four reason that Calabasas is a great place to live and work. We're committed to promoting beneficial coexistence between residents and wildlife. As a city, we strive to help families and individuals live safely and comfortably in a natural setting while maintaining the beauty and wildlife that first attracted them to the area. The city's innovative coyote management plan supports coexistence with coyotes using such techniques as keeping small pets indoors at night, properly sealing trash containers, and effective hazing methods to keep coyotes from wandering into our neighborhoods. But we need to all work together in order to keep them in their natural habitat, the mountains. In collaboration with the city's media department, environmental services staff produced two documentaries, one to provide further information on coexisting with coyotes in an urban environment, and another focusing on education and prevention of the West Nile virus, both of which are available to HOAs to show their residents. We provided a grant to the National Park Service for local mountain lion research. And when one of our mountain lions was found brutally killed, the city offered a reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of those responsible. We look forward to further collaboration with our friends at the National Park Service, California State Parks, and the Santa Monica Mountain Conservancy on ways we can be the best urban city adjacent to the wild. The number three reason Calabasas is a great place to live and work is we vigorously protect the environment and open space. We've always been proud of our active environmental stewardship, and this year has been no exception. In June, we celebrated the grand opening of the Anthony C. Bielanson Interagency Visitor Center at King Gillette Ranch in partnership with the National Park Service, California State Parks, and the Santa Monica Mountain Conservancy. This LEED-certified gateway to the Santa Monica Mountains is right in our backyard. It offers exhibits and interactive displays, the work of local artists, tours of sustainable features, a native plant garden, and a tremendous comprehensive exhibit covering things to see and do within the Santa Monica Mountains. If you haven't had a chance to visit yet, I strongly recommend you do so. We held several successful environmental events this year, including two creek cleanups, our annual Earth Day celebration and Green Expo, and our annual Arbor Day celebration, where families came together to plant trees. And as Senator Pavley mentioned, my children and I planted trees at Chaparral in 2002 with Senator Pavley, and they stand so tall today, but I just love that picture. They're right there with Senator Pavley. We took many steps to protect the environment throughout the city, including installing catch screens to prevent trash from entering the storm drain system and heading to the beaches and ocean. We placed new recycling containers at our bus stops and collected enormous amounts of e-waste like broken computers and TVs and other hazardous materials at special recycling events. Our 2012 recycling drawing contest set a new record with over 500 entries from students at Calabasas schools, of which 12 drawings were selected for our annual recycling calendar, copies of which were here tonight when you stepped inside at the registration table. Please help yourself to them, they're adorable. Our landscape division continued its annual weed abatement for fire safety, and the city's urban forestry program has continued to preserve old growth trees as well as plant new trees along our city streets. We resurfaced roadways in our community with rubberized asphalt, in part from waste tires, and helped create more efficient traffic flow with off-ramp and road improvements. You've probably driven down Mulholland Highway and seen the great changes in the area fronting Calabasas Village Mobile Home Estates. And this newly developed site replaced a barren frontage with trees and a meandering pathway surrounded by shrubs. The city also received a grant to develop the open space parkland behind City Hall. Home to numerous deer, coyotes, native plants, and century-old oaks, the funds will be used to develop a trail system to allow public access to the undisturbed parkland. In June, we began working on a combined pedestrian-bicycle master plan that will promote alternate transportation throughout the city. Another reason Calabasas is a great place to live and work, number two, we have outstanding schools, which means we have outstanding teachers. Our award-winning Calabasas schools are known for providing the very best in education, as evidenced by the consistently high test scores. The city of Calabasas has strong partnerships with the Las Virgenes Unified School District and our schools' PFCs and PFA leaders, and we continue to fund our local schools with grants to ensure adequate resources. Last June, the Calabasas Clubhouse Preschool graduated 42 students, and in addition to providing an outstanding academic curriculum, continue to offer programs such as yoga, dance, piano, soccer, and computer classes for our young students. We know how vital our schools are to our community, and we're always working to find creative ways to maintain their excellence. And now, one of the best and number one reasons that Calabasas is a great place to live and work is Calabasas recognizes that a vital core of our city is our incredible seniors. This city would not have been founded a short 22 years ago if it wasn't for the original spirited homebuyers, many of who still live here. We are so proud that we are a multi-generational community. And one of our most important statistics is that our seniors make up nearly 40% of our residents. This year, we made great progress in making their lives even better in Calabasas. Savvy Seniors is an ongoing program consisting of classes, excursions, special events, lectures, luncheons for women and men 50 years and older. This new program continues to grow, and this year we offered over 70 classes. As I mentioned earlier, this year the City Council created a senior task force, and one of our first priorities will be the construction of a senior center located right behind this library. This important addition to our civic center will increase the well-being of our aging baby boomers by providing a sense of purpose and belonging, along with improved nutrition, education, and activities. This is certainly one of the most exciting endeavors in the city's history. We also consider an entire host of senior issues, ranging from health to transportation services and everything in between. We want our older residents to age in place, and we will work to help them with this goal. And we've already taken several steps to support our seniors. A great example of this is the Ruth Willer Rental Assistance Program. It provides rental subsidies to qualifying Calabasas residents. In 2012, we established a fund to assist low and moderate income homeowners, many of them seniors, with costly repairs of distressed and code-deficient properties. The program specifically tries to fill the gap when banks and other lending institutions refuse loans and they have no other means to remedy health and safety issues on their property. The city received a merit award from the Los Angeles American Planning Association for the Canyon Creek Project, home to 86 low-income seniors. Construction has also begun on the 60-unit Horizon Senior Housing Complex on Malibu Hills Road, which is due to open later this year. And there it is, the top 10 reasons that Calabasas is a great place to live and work. And now, every year, the mayor of Calabasas has the privilege of spotlighting one or more of our city's residents to be honored for making outstanding contributions to the community. It is my pleasure and distinct honor to announce the 2013 Calabasas Citizens of the Year. You've heard one of the best things about living in Calabasas is our engaged, hardworking, motivated citizenship. These are people who don't wait for the future to happen. They take an active role in creating it. Our citizens of the year are two shining examples of this standard. Together, they wanted to create a program to encourage social interaction among residents over the age of 50, and Savvy Seniors was born. These committed citizens made recommendations to the city to develop and promote new senior programs and recruited qualified instructors. In short, they came, they saw, they created, and now, thanks to them, our Savvy Seniors program is absolutely thriving. Please join me in honoring our 2013 Calabasas Citizens of the Year, Savvy Senior co-founders, Carol Davis and Sue Somberg. Come on up. Is it on?
Oh, thank you. What a good surprise. Oh,
thank you.
What a good
Come
surprise.
On. Come here.
Well, really, what... I don't know what else to say. I had coffee with them a year or so ago. They shared this vision they have, and today we have this incredible program. And it has been hours and hours of work and a lot of phone calls, a lot of organizing, working closely and wonderfully with our staff. And this is a well-deserved recognition. So, Sue, let me present you with this 2013 Citizen of the Year, Savvy Senior co-founder, in recognition of your vision and hard work. And the same to you, Carol.
Thank you.
Both of you. Now, there's something special. I started off this evening talking about multi-generational communities. And isn't it true you have some family members here? And I'm going to let you have the mic and say if you want to say anything.
Well, I'd like to introduce my son, Bob Davis, who is a Cub Scout leader.
Stand up, Bob.
My grandson, Zach Davis, who is a Cub Scout.
Yep,
and
Jack
my husband, who's at the other end of the generation, Bill Davis.
Good. Did you want to say anything?
I just want to thank you for this honor. It's been a pleasure working with you. Thank
oh,
you for everything.
We're going to have a lot of fun.
Good surprise.
Good surprise. Good. Thank well, you. Wonderful. And they are a lot of fun, let me tell you. All right. I have one more award to give this evening, but first I'd very much like to thank, again, the Calabasas Chamber of Commerce for helping out with this event, Calabasas Cub Scout PAC 333, the Teen Activities Council for its assistance, the wonderful staff at the City of Calabasas, especially the Media Operations Department, for all of their hard work in producing tonight's event. I'd also like to thank you, the people, for allowing me the tremendous honor of serving as your mayor and a member of the City Council. These past 8 years have been incredibly fulfilling and an exciting time in Calabasas. Tonight, I've given this speech as the mayor of Calabasas, but I would like to take this time to name an honorary mayor for the year of 2013. Many of you are aware of Kevin Cordasco, the remarkable young man who has shown such strength and courage facing cancer. In so many ways, Kevin and his family symbolize the spirit of our community and represent the best of what Calabasas stands for. His determination and optimism serve as models for us all. With that in mind, it is my pleasure to recognize our honorary 2013 Mayor Kevin Cordasco. On On behalf of the city of Calabasas, I have a proclamation making it official. I didn't just make it up.
Yes, you did.
Whereas Kevin Cordasco and his family have moved and inspired the community with the strength and concern for others. And whereas Kevin, a Calabasas High School junior who was diagnosed with neuroblastoma 6 years ago and has courageously fought the challenge of cancer. And whereas Kevin has maintained an optimistic and inspiring positive attitude that has touched the lives of countless people. And whereas Kevin has bettered our community through his exemplary actions, courage, and determination. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the City Council in the City of Calabasas hereby recognizes Kevin Cordasco as the honorary mayor of Calabasas. Wow. Let me get you a mic. Would you like, if you like? Now that you're mayor, would you like to say something? The floor is yours.
Just thank you to, well, my brother's up here with me, Cade, because I couldn't have done any of this without him. And he's probably, no, he is the most important person in my fight that I fight for, as well as my lovely parents and my best friends all in the back there. Huge group of them. They've always been so supportive and just such great, great people. And the city of Calabasas, I would have never expected over the past 6 years my fight, I would have never expected to make this kind of impact on people, even though it was a big goal of mine. And I would have never expected this much outpour of community support. So I really feel like this is a big accomplishment for me because it's a symbol that I was able to bring the community together and make a difference in the world, which is what I would love to do every day. So thank you very much.
You certainly have. Stay here. We have an important piece of business to do here. As a mayor, the most fun part of the job is hitting the gavel. So, Kate, can you hold this?
Sure.
This I'll hold. You hold this. Don't hit my hand. We have it. You repeat after me. And maybe my colleagues can help lead the crowd.
Maybe take it.
Well, wait. No. Wait. All right. So I'm going to say something, and you're going to repeat it, okay? Is there a motion to adjourn? Say it.
Wait, I can.
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
Second. Wait. All in favor say aye.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Opposed.
No opposition?
No opposition.
This meeting is adjourned.
This meeting is adjourned.
Woo!